Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are here live in Alpharetta. We're not inside our normal spot inside Renaissance Bank there on Windward Parkway, but we're looking forward to getting back sometime in the near future. But if you are looking for a great experience for you, and a more personal experience for your business, and maybe you haven't enjoyed that with your current bank, check out the folks at Renaissance. You can call them, and they'll actually have a live person that answers the phone, and you can go see them. And you have to make an appointment ahead of time right now. The branches are closed unless you have an appointment. So go to renaissancebank.com, find your nearest office. They've got 200 across the southeast ready to serve you. And they've got some great folks here in North Fulton. And if you're here in North Fulton, I can give you some recommendations on folks that are, that'd be great for you to see. So check them out. You'll enjoy the experience. I know this personally because I've worked with some of their bankers. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Jacqueline Grant. And Jacqueline is with the Management Academy. Jacqueline, welcome.
It's great to be with you, John.
It's a pleasure to be with you. And I would love it if you would talk about you and talk about your practice and how you help folks out there.
Well, John, I'm just really passionate about empowering professionals. I help mid-career professionals transition from corporate to consulting with my Start Your Consulting Business Now program. I work with professionals primarily in business management and marketing, helping businesses using project management. I'm a certified project management professional, or PMP, and everything that I do is based in project management. However, based on the current times that we're in, the necessity has bared itself to show that there is a need for professionals to transition into taking more control of their time, their dollar, and their destiny by starting their consulting business now.
Wow, I love that. Now, one thing I really appreciated was something you said before we came on the air. You talked about the only difference between an employee and a consultant is really who they sell their expertise to, right?
Absolutely. I have a modern day description of what a consultant is, or who a consultant is. Mm-hmm. A consultant in modern day times is a professional who has some experience, who shares their knowledge, their experience, their opinions, their recommendations, their thought processes in exchange for a professional fee. And that professional fee is usually their paycheck when they work for a company. However, when you are a consultant, you use that same skill set, that knowledge, skill set, that experience, your opinions, your recommendations, your thought processes, your secret sauce for how you do things. You share that with your clients directly, and that exchange of a professional fee then becomes your consulting fee. So it's really very much the same. It's just a matter of who you have as that middleman. And that company that you likely work for, or maybe used to work for, is that middleman. And you can take more control of your time when you work, how you work. Maybe you have gotten used to not traveling and commuting on a daily basis, and you've gotten used to working from home. You may not want to go back into traveling and commuting on a daily basis. And this way you can take more control of your time, your dollar, and your destiny by becoming a consultant, either full or part-time. You don't have to go all in right away. You can set a strategy and a plan. And that's how we do that with project management. We set a strategic plan of action so that you can slowly but surely, however fast or slow you may want to do that, you can transition into consulting. And that way you have additional income now, as well as in the future, no matter how near or far you may be from retirement.
Jacqueline, let's talk a little bit about the consulting world itself, and what the demand is out there for that. You know, you I guess it's one thing to set up. It's another thing to get the business ultimately. Sure. And my sense of it is that a lot more corporations, companies are hiring outside consultants over the past few years because they don't have the internal resources to solve all their problems. Is that right?
Absolutely. That was true pre-COVID, and it's even more true now. Mm. I actually was speaking with a prospective client a few weeks ago, and they said something that gave the stamp of approval of my thought process. This is the perfect time in the midst of this storm to start your own business, full or part-time, because one might think on the surface, oh, no one has any money now. No one's spending money. Everyone's holding on to whatever they do have. That's not necessarily the case. Business is still being done. And there are many businesses, large and small, that received government funds, received loans, grants, and so forth. And I spoke to this particular client a few weeks ago, and they said, literally, I have all this money that I have to do something with. They actually said that.
Wow.
So that told me that they received one of the grants or loans or, you know, whichever funding source that they received it from. And usually they have certain stipulations where you have to use it for business purposes specifically, which means it's not just the payroll protection of continuing to pay your employees. This is aside from that. They have funds that they need to use to keep their business running. So if a business owner knew that they needed to build up certain areas of their business, or they needed certain skill sets to bring in and they couldn't afford to hire, now is the time when they can afford to do that. They have the funds that they have to specifically spend on their business. And a consultant is the best way to utilize those funds, because now you can get the services that you need at a better cost, as opposed to hiring a full-time employee where you have to pay additional benefits and so forth. You can hire that consultant, get the services and the infrastructure that you need to grow and build your business. And from the consultant side, you not only just have one client, now you can have multiple clients so that you have a compounded income stream, as opposed to just working for one company 9 to 5 and receiving one hourly wage or salary.
Love it. We're talking with Jacqueline Grant, and she is with the Management Academy, her own firm. Jacqueline, if I've just been laid off, I mean, my head's spinning, right? Let's talk to that individual about that's thinking about a lot of different things, about going back into corporate if they can get a job there, or maybe being a consultant. What do you recommend to someone so to help them understand whether or not they ought to go down this road of becoming a consultant? What are the aspects of their own journey, their own capabilities, their own experience that would lend them, would say, hey, they're well suited to go down this road?
Great question, John. Great question. First off, start from inside. If you've always had a yearning or a someday I want to do X, Y, and Z, someday, somehow, some way, but never put that into practice, never put it into action, this may be the time to act on that yearning. If it's never gone away, if that idea, that thought process, that idea for doing something, if you have always been told by your friends or your families or your colleagues that you're really great at this particular thing, or you are the go-to person where, whether it's within your company where you work or maybe within your family, that they will not make a decision unless they talk to you about this because they know you have a knack for it. Or maybe something comes very easily to you. It's like drinking water. You could do it with your eyes closed. That's the innate genius that you have within you for that particular thing. And because it comes easy to you, you may think it's no big deal, but it's a big deal to someone else where that does not come easy to them.
Sure.
So there is always someone who wants what you have to offer that may seem easy for you. And why it seems easy is because it's your gift. And the gift is to be given. That's where you give that gift in your business, where you are passionate about it and you could do it all day long, every day, and enjoy it because that's your gift. But what I would like to do is to share with your audience, and I'll give you this slide so that you can see all the various ways that any professional really is already a consultant. Again, that definition that I gave earlier is a modern day consultant is a person who gives their professional opinion, recommendation, or perspective based on their knowledge and experience in exchange for a professional fee. So I'd like you to just kind of think back on not necessarily just your current position, but previous positions you've had. What's the underlying trend or pattern that you can likely see? Have you helped develop strategies? Have you helped improve processes? Have you developed plans? Have you helped things to become more efficient and effective? Have you helped with operations? Have you been involved in performance improvement, whether it's your own performance or maybe you've helped the performance of your team or individuals within your organization? You've likely helped in some form of management. Have you worked on projects? That's the key word. I'm working on a project. Mm. What about advice? Have you given advice? I think everybody has done that. Sure. You've given your advice, your expertise. You've helped improve something. Have you helped in just your general organization? If you've done any and all of those things, you're a consultant. So it's sometimes just making the mind shift and thinking of putting on a different hat and calling yourself a consultant. And what does that feel like on the inside? How does that physically feel when you call yourself a consultant? It may seem a little scary at first, but the more you say that and the more you think about how you have performed across your career, you are a consultant and you can go directly to the people who need you, the businesses that need you, and provide your service directly as a consultant.
I love it. Great stuff from Jacqueline Grant, and she is with the Management Academy. Jacqueline, what are the different disciplines, different areas of expertise that are most in demand right now in the consulting world, or is it across the board? Or tell me more about that.
Well, again, consultants work across the board in that they can be in any industry, any business type, because, again, you're giving your opinion, your expertise, your knowledge based on the knowledge and experience that you already have. So whether you are in general business, marketing, sales, IT, construction, engineering, all of those areas and disciplines have consultants and more. If you look through any job description, any job board, there, whatever types of jobs there are consultants in those industries as well.
And I take it that a lot of folks that come out of corporate, that they start kind of immediately that their first client may be the employer they just left.
Sometimes, yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is an opportunity and that is a good opportunity to explore if that is available based on the company type and the company need. However, another option is to go to other similar types of companies. Again, think skill set, not the job that you did, not the job title, not the company, but the skill set that you are bringing to the table and what you are able to do. I had another client a while back who worked for oil and gas industry, and they were in administration. And they said, well, it's going to be hard for me to find another job because I can't go to a competitor, another oil and gas company. But I said, you have to look at it from the standpoint of administration. Everyone needs administration. That's like communication. Everyone needs communication. Everyone needs IT. With her administrative skills, any type of business needs that. So think skill set, not just position or the type of company that you worked for. And some may be thinking, well, I might have a non-compete or I can't go to certain types of companies. But again, when you think skill set, what other types of industries or business types need that skill set? You have to really repackage yourself or rebrand yourself to fit other types of industries and show how your skill set can benefit versus what job title you had.
And one of the things you talk about in helping folks establish their consulting practice is positioning themselves as an authority and not just someone that's knowledgeable, I mean, or an expert. I mean, those are two different things, right?
Well, yes and no. It's all what happens between your ears, your mindset, how you see yourself and how you think of yourself. Because if you know that you are bringing game-changing skills to the table, that you know you can help the customer or the client that's on the other side of the table, and you are confident that you can help them get from where they are to wherever it is that they want to go, and you have the ability, you have the experience, you have the know-how, and you can convey that, and you can be that asset or that problem solver for them, that's what they want. Think of it from the other side of the table. What do they need? They need someone who can solve a problem for them. So if you can convey and communicate your ability to solve the problem for them, that's all that they want. That's all that they really are looking for.
One of the things, Jacqueline, you talk about is how to really network in today's online environment. But dig into that. What do you mean by that?
How you really network is through relationship. And I know everyone somewhat says that or knows that, but I utilize LinkedIn in such a way to really get to know my connections. It's one thing to have a big number next to your name on LinkedIn, 500 plus, have all these connections, but do you really know them and do they know you? Because when you look to tap into their knowledge, their expertise, their connections, if they don't know you, they're not going to recommend you. They're not going to utilize their network or their good name or their relationships with their connections with someone that they do not know, like, or trust. So what I do is I do my best to really connect with my connections. I make the effort to, for example, if I make a new connection, I will make steps to try to have a call or a Zoom call or a phone call to discuss what we have in common and how we might be able to help each other or serve each other. What are you working on that I could assist you with? Or maybe I'm working on something that I could utilize your skills and your services with. And what typically happens for me is that I have a client or a connection that has a particular need, and it's not necessarily a need that I can satisfy for them. And I'm looking through my network to make that connection or that be that bridge between two parties so that they can be that solution for each other. And so utilizing LinkedIn as a real networking vehicle that it was intended to be, more than just a big number next to your name, is crucial. And many people don't necessarily feel comfortable talking to someone that you don't know. But if you were in a room physically networking, what would you do? You would talk to someone you don't know. So you have to look at it from the standpoint that if you are utilizing LinkedIn properly and not as a dating site or anything like that, but if you are utilizing it in the way that it was truly intended, if you reach out to someone, hopefully you will be that person who is receptive to the one who is reaching out to at least explore why they are looking to connect with you. So my key piece of advice is that if you see someone's profile that you think would be a good connection for you and you would be mutually good for each other, is to do more than just click that connect button that is the automated, I'd like you to be a part of my professional network type of thing. We know that that's automated and it's not unique. Mm-hmm. And you want to be unique and you want to be different and showcase your uniqueness. So what I suggest you do is click where you can customize the invite and actually read the person's profile. That's amazing, isn't it? Actually read their profile and see what you might have in common or why you are looking to connect with them. The first thing someone is going to say when they receive an invitation is, why does this person want to connect with me?
Right.
So if you can share in that initial correspondence what you saw in their profile that made you want to connect with them, you're more than likely to get a positive response. Once I get that positive response back that they have accepted my LinkedIn profile connection request, typically what happens is silence. They don't say anything. They accept the connection request, but they don't respond to anything. And I usually put some type of question in that initial correspondence. They usually don't say anything. Some do, but majority do not. So I will respond back and say, thanks for connecting. And I will say something as a follow-up and invite them to have either a phone call or a Zoom call so that we can explore other synergies that we might share. And that way they can get to know me a bit, I can get to know them a bit, and we can see if there is anything that we can help each other with. But what it does is that starts the point of connection so that as they see posts that I might make or I see posts that they make, it will stand out. We'll see the kinds of things that are of interest to each other. And then at the appropriate time, whenever that is, near or far, if there is a reason for a further discussion, at least it's not with a stranger.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I hate to laugh, but I mean, it, when you said, you know, it's really nice to have a personalized invitation, but there are so many automated invitations and so many people that want to take shortcuts. And what you're suggesting is, hey, even though it's digital, you can take the old-fashioned approach of making it personal, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing about it is that when you take that one step to find something that you have in common or even just including a reason why you would like to connect, that can make or break further discussion or really having a relationship more than just a number next to your name. Because for me, it's all about quality versus quantity. I'd rather have a smaller number of people that actually have some connection with me, some point of relationship with me, even if it's just one phone call. At least that's more than what they've had with much of their other connections. I'd rather have a smaller number that I can engage with rather than a large number that can do nothing for me and I can do nothing for them.
Wise words here from Jacqueline Grant, and she is the founder and director of the Management Academy. Now, Jacqueline, you have got a summit coming up. I mean, as we do this show here in July 2020, you've got a summit coming up, a virtual summit that you'd like to tell people about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. I have a Start Your Consulting Business Now summit that is coming up in September. And if you'd like more information, I'll provide that to John for the show notes. But it is primarily for professionals who are looking to use their gifts, talents, and abilities to be able to start their consulting business now in this downtime. And you might think, well, a downtime is not a time to start a business. Actually, it is. Because if you think of a bell-shaped curve, you remember that from high school, right?
Yeah, I think I was listening that day, but anyway.
If you remember the bell-shaped curve, there is that low point that leads up to the high point or the peak of the bell. In order to have that high point, there has to be a low point. And in this low point is where preparation happens. It's where planning happens. It's where strategizing happens. And that's the period that we're in right now. There is no other time like this for preparing and getting rolling in your business, because as we start to ramp up and we start to go up that hill again towards that peak, you don't want to be on the backside of that. You want to be ahead of the curve, not behind the curve. Mm. So this is the time to do that. And the Start Your Consulting Business Now Summit, I know in our virtual world now with Zoom, everything is a Zoom meeting. There are lots of summits going on right now, and they are terrific, and they are empowering, and they are very educational. However, this summit will be different because, like most summits with a series of speakers, it's about encouragement and inspiration, and that's all great. But this particular summit is actually going to be where each speaker provides specific, tactical, strategic, impactful information to be able to put the pieces of your business together so that you come out of that summit with all the working pieces, kind of like a business plan, but not a business plan necessarily that you would take to a bank for a loan, but all the components necessary for your business and having that in place so that you start your consulting business now, not someday, not some way, somehow, somewhere, but now you have all the pieces necessary to hit the ground running. So that's the key difference with my summit, is that the speakers will be able to give you pieces of information for your business based on their specific expertise, because they are consultants as well. So they're going to be consulting in marketing, in IT, in a variety of different areas that are necessary for you to surround yourself with that information, so that you, in the center as the cog in the wheel, you're bringing your expertise, but then all those consultants are bringing their expertise to your business to give you all the pieces that you need to succeed.
Now, we're going to put the information in the show notes, but do you have a URL you want to go ahead and give listeners now?
Actually, what I'd like to do is give you the Women's Consulting Business Summit.
Okay.
And I'll give you that in the show notes as well.
Okay.
But it's the womensconsultingsummit.com. Although it's for women, it is incorporating men as well, but we will have a different one specifically for the Start Your Consulting Business Now Summit. But the Women's Consulting Business Summit is a subset of that. So if you are a woman who is, let's say, what I call in the sandwich generation, where you may have a great income, you're a professional, mid-level professional, but you maybe have senior parents that you're taking care of, and you're also maybe taking care of high school or college age children, and you're in the middle, and you're wondering, is this all there is? Is this all there's going to be for me when I get to retirement age? What's going to be left for me? If you are looking at what's for your next step, the Women's Consulting Business Summit is a subset and a part of the Start Your Consulting Business Now Summit. And you can go to womensconsultingsummit.com. If you go on that homepage and fill out the form to be notified of additional information as we roll forward, you'll get notified of all the details.
Jacqueline Grant, and she is with the Management Academy. This has been great information. But a couple of things though, before I reluctantly let you go, I think maybe folks that can't make the summit, or maybe just want a deeper dive with you, maybe you can explain how you work with someone, you know, one-on-one. How do they engage with you, and what does an engagement with you look like as they explore becoming their own consultant?
That's a great question as well. You have really good questions.
Well, thank you.
You've been doing this for a while there. So what starts with an engagement with me is what I call a clarity session. I want to make sure that I'm a good fit for you, and I want you to feel comfortable knowing that I'm a good fit for you and you're a good fit for me. So the clarity sessions just starts off with having a conversation to understand what you believe your needs are, what I see based on the conversation that might be some gaps and holes that may need to be filled in order for you to achieve your ultimate goal. And we determine as part of this conversation whether it's a mutual agreement that we would be a good fit to work together. If we decide that it is not, I'm more than happy to share with you an alternate resource to be able to make sure that you get what you need, because I'm not all things to all people. And so I know a lot of people, and I always consider myself as that collaborative partner, that I work with others and I will share resources with others as well. So if we are a good fit, great. If we are not, I'm happy to refer you to someone who might be a better fit for you. But that initial clarity session helps you to get clear as to what you need, what you might also need that you may not be aware of as yet, and giving you a clear picture as to what it might take to get from where you are to where you want to go successfully. My experience in project management and those skills come into play to help you to develop a strategic plan of action. And depending on whether you would like one-on-one coaching or you would like to be a part of the Start Your Consulting Business Now program, which is an online program, you can take that virtually, or you can have virtual coaching from me directly. So those are the first two options. But again, while there is a basic foundation that is in place, it is never cookie cutter. So based on our conversation, we'll determine what needs you may particularly have and how I can fulfill those needs for you. So it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's a very customized approach.
Folks, it starts with a conversation. So Jacqueline, we need to give them a way to be in touch with you, right? So if you can give us, and our listeners, give us how the contact information that you've got to share and how they can be in touch to learn more.
Sure. I can be reached at 877-856-9595. That's 877-856-9595. Or you can reach out to the Women's Consulting Business Summit. And again, we welcome the gentlemen as well. That's just a subset of the Start Your Consulting Business Now Summit website that is being built. And that's the umbrella. But the Women's Consulting Business Summit is within the entire summit. It's a component of that, but you can be reached. You can reach us at the Women's Consulting Business Summit website at womensconsultingsummit.com.
Jacqueline Grant has been with us, and she is the founder and director of the Management Academy. And this has been great, Jacqueline. Really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
It was my pleasure. And I thank you so much, John, for letting me share with your audience.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. That's including Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify. We're on all of them. So go to the search bar on your favorite app and search for North Fulton Business Radio, and you'll find our show. And we've got now going on 260 or so shows of great business leaders like Jacqueline that have been on our show, and it would be really helpful, folks, if you would go on your favorite app and give us a great review, because it helps folks find the show, and it helps folks that are out there that need to find business leaders and their expertise like Jacqueline and others that we've had on our show over these past 4 years. So that would be really helpful if you could do that. You can find our complete archive of shows at northfultonbusinessradio.com. And we've got a great search archive there as well, so you can search and find a lot of different categories and business leaders. We're also on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Jacqueline Grant, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.